This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And do you remember the story about the homeless New Jersey man and the family that, or rather the couple, that raised $400,000 on GoFundMe?
Those nice people.
And then there was a lawsuit where the homeless guy, I think it was John Bobbitt Jr., not the famous one, he wound up suing the couple, saying that they spent all the money and he didn't get any.
Those bad people.
And then they said, well, we gave him some of the money and he spent it all on drugs. Well, there's an interesting turn of events in that story, and Michael, I think you're the one that brought this to my attention.
I did bring this story in.
And this, NBC Philadelphia has a story on it. I think you've got something from a different source, or I'm not sure which story you've got here.
I did bring up the NBC Philadelphia one just to be, I guess, consistent here.
All right.
Because it's the local news, and they're reporting on it. So.
Yes.
Let's just go with this from NBC Philadelphia. The New Jersey couple and a homeless veteran at the center of a long-running $400,000 GoFundMe controversy have been charged with conspiracy and theft by deception for an alleged scheme that hoodwinked an awful lot of people, authorities said Thursday, which is today.
So theft by deception is one of those crimes that most people have probably never heard of. I'm aware of it because I used to live in Pennsylvania and I used to be a corrections officer, and it was when I was a corrections officer that I first heard this. And basically what it is, so a regular theft would be if I come up onto your property and I just take your bicycle, or I steal your car, or I take money out of your wallet. Theft by deception would be, hey, Michael, I've got to run down to the grocery store. Can I borrow your bike?
Okay.
Can I borrow your car? And you say,
sure.
Sure. I'll let you. Here's the keys to the car.
And you
then
don't
I just
come
never
back.
Come back. I have deceived you to take something. You handed me the keys. It's not like I forcefully took the keys from you. So that's where the deception comes. So theft by deception is when you use fraud to get something.
You never
from
meant
someone
to bring the car back.
Right.
Or the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The $400,000 on GoFundMe.
So apparently they made up this whole thing, and is what prosecutors are saying. GoFundMe said immediately after charges were filed that all 14,000 donors to the campaign last year would be refunded in full. So they're making good on it. NBC 10 first reported that Johnny Bobbitt Jr. and the South Jersey couple, Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico, I probably screwed up his name.
D'Amico,
would all face criminal charges of conspiracy and theft by deception on Thursday for the GoFundMe campaign that began in 2017. Burlington County, New Jersey prosecutor Scott Kavanaugh alleged the three conspired with one another to make up a story and raise more from online donors. The GoFundMe campaign garnered national headlines and news segments, eventually raising more than $400,000. Now, authorities believe the three met at least a month before the campaign was launched, possibly on one of the many trips McClure and D'Amico made to Sugar House Casino.
Now, the allegations by Bobbitt were that McClure and D'Amico went to this casino and gambled a bunch of the money that they used it to, like, buy a fancy car and take a bunch of vacations.
Yes.
And that he didn't get, you know,
much.
I think his lawyer said that the most that he got was possibly $75,000, and that's if you include the, like, the RV or something that was
something
purchased for him that he was then evicted from. About $25,000 in cash. And yeah, I'm curious what they're saying was made up, that this guy's not actually homeless, that he didn't wind up giving $20 to help McClure.
No, he was homeless. He was homeless. He did stay near an Interstate 95 off-ramp near the casino, and I guess that's where they met. We'll go ahead. The article does kind of get into this.
Yeah, let's... We'll go to the phones, and then we'll get back into this article. We've got Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in on the Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. I'm driving, so I hope it's not too bad of a signal. Or sounds okay, I hope.
Yeah, sounds good. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to bring up the new tactic, another trick that the Republicans, and I'm sure Donald Trump will jump in on this, are trying to take the guns away from people. And this
what
is,
are they up to now?
Well, there's an old tradition in this country that goes back to the very beginning, and that is that you could always make your own firearm for your own personal use.
Right.
And that's always been 100% legal. And a lot of companies have been doing these 80% firearms, where you buy the part of the firearm that's considered the gun, the part that's supposed to be serialized, and you buy it at about an 80% completion, and then you finish up the other 20%. That's perfectly legal, and that way you could build your own AK, you can build a Glock, you can build a 1911. They're all available in 80% frames. So what they're doing now, this new bill they're introducing, will make all of this illegal. It'll make it that you can't make your own firearm. All homemade firearms have to be serialized. And I'm not sure how that's supposed to coincide.
What?
I don't know if that refers to the existing ones that are in that you already built, if you're supposed to go and serialize them. I don't really understand.
Okay,
but
a homemade firearm, you put the number one on it. There's a serial number. That doesn't.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's probably what I'd do, just put number one on it. But all of this, you know, people say they confiscate guns. They are going to confiscate them.
Right.
And they've already started confiscating them. Ever since the 1968 Gun Control Act, they've been taking guns from felons, for one thing. Before 1968, any felon could have his gun back. In fact, if your gun was in your property in prison, when you got out of prison, they'd give you your gun back and then give you the bullets separately and say, don't go kill anybody. But now, you know, they passed this new law that says, well, if you're in a certain class, you can't have a gun. Well, they just keep expanding that class to include more and more people.
Eventually, it'll include everyone.
Yeah. And what state is this in?
Oh, this is federal.
Federal. Why am I not seeing? So is this proposed legislation?
Yes.
Yeah, what I saw is it was proposed legislation.
Okay.
I don't have it in front of me, though.
Yeah, this is the H.R. 7115.
Now, is this thing still in a committee? Is it something that just got proposed like a week ago and is probably not coming up for a vote because the new Congress, you know, start session January 3rd?
The article I saw from Ammoland was from yesterday, so I suppose it must still be. Yeah, I don't even know if it's gone into committee yet or what. I'm hoping. And go ahead.
Oh, am I back?
No,
you're back.
Yeah, I was just going to say this is where
signal went away.
People that are pro liberty have to rely now on the Senate and the governor, the president, to knock this thing down, you know, assuming the House is going to vote to support it, and I think they will.
But this is how they've worked on it ever since the Machine Gun Act and then the 1968 Gun Control Act. They chip away a little bit at a time, And they do it in a way where they're only infringing on the rights of a small group of people, so the rest of the people won't complain. And then they just keep growing and growing and growing, adding more and more people. Pretty soon we're all on that list, and every type of weapon is prohibited, and right. That's the end of the Second Amendment.
The problem with this law, is, at least from the little bit I read on it, was that it's proposing a lot of things that gun owners typically buy, like a lower kit. I carry a lower kit with my AR-15 so I can replace things that may break in the lower.
Gene, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And if you use cryptocurrency and you want to introduce other people to cryptocurrency, then CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. CryptoTip is a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then walks them through the process of claiming the amount that you put on the tip. And here's the best part, in my opinion. If they don't claim the crypto, it's not just lost out to, well, what happened to that?
No, you get it back.
You get it back. And I've gotten crypto back because people didn't redeem the tips that I passed out and tried to give people money.
Trying to give people money that didn't want it, you got it back.
Yeah, it's boomerang money, basically. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert about that. Create as many as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Just a quick note about that, because I'm the person behind CryptoTip. We have suspended Bitcoin Cash because of the whole cash war. It is temporarily suspended, so all the tips that are out there will not expire. That expiration is going to be pushed out, and once this hash war is over, we will start redeeming those again.
Nice. Excellent. CryptoTip.org. So we had been talking about the homeless guy from New Jersey and the couple that decided, you know what, this guy did something really nice. He helped my wife out, got her some gas. It was the last $20 that he had. Let's put up a GoFundMe. And that GoFundMe wound up bringing in $400,000 that was supposed to have gone to Johnny Bobbitt Jr. He wound up filing a lawsuit against Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico, saying that they didn't give him the money that he was owed, that was raised for him. That wound up going to court, and then forensic accountant person determined that there's no money left.
Whoops.
And now the latest twist. And, you know, if this were, like, a TV show or a movie, everybody would be like, yeah, that would never happen. But as they say, truth is stranger than fiction.
Right.
Now all three of them, Johnny Bobbitt Jr., Kate McClure, and Mark D'Amico, are facing criminal charges of conspiracy and theft by deception.
Now, according to NBC Philadelphia, the prosecutor, Kavanaugh, said that within hours of the three launching their campaign on the GoFundMe website last November, McClure texted a friend that the majority of the story was fabricated.
Right.
Quote, okay, so wait, the gas part is completely made up. The guy isn't, the homeless guy. McClure allegedly texted the friend after the campaign went live November 10th with a photo of the smiling McClure and Bobbitt. Quote, so shush about the made-up stuff, she added, according to Kavanaugh. D'Amico and McClure turned themselves in Wednesday to Burlington County prosecutors, the source said. On Thursday, James Garrow, another attorney for McClure, released a statement on her behalf. Quote, I'm confident that in the end, the evidence will reveal that Kate had only the best intentions, Garrow said.
All right, the best of intentions, the text message, and why would you send such a text message saying, this is all made up, but keep quiet about that. Why would you send that as a text message to somebody?
Yeah. You're just admitting that this was made up, but you have the best of intentions.
Right.
That includes getting a GoFundMe to. And you know, there's a thing going on in certain circles where people run GoFundMe campaigns to just get money from people for no apparent reason.
Right.
Right.
But to me, it's fraud, number one. Number two, if it's an idea that you find frivolous, that doesn't mean everybody is.
Right, so
everybody has the right to.
If somebody posts a GoFundMe and says, I want to get a new tattoo, and people pay, you know, like just, oh, I'll give you $5 so you can get a tattoo of Mickey Mouse snorting a line of crank off of Minnie's butt.
If you want to do that, fine. Yeah, you do that. But there are people out there who just make stuff up about their lives and make GoFundMes.
Yeah, hold on.
There are other people who investigate these GoFundMes and out them.
Right. But back to the tattoo of Minnie. If that's a real thing,
I don't know if it
is. Let me know. Better yet, if there's a listener who's interested in getting that tattoo and is going to do a GoFundMe, please let us know here at the show.
Yeah. I'll throw you $5. So let's continue with the prepared statement by attorney James Garrow.
Yeah, Kate's lawyer. He says, quote, she was used by Mr. D'Amico and
her
Mr.
Boyfriend.
Bobbitt, and she thought throughout this that the money was going to a homeless veteran. She was unaware that they had concocted this scheme. It wasn't until September, when meeting with prosecutors, that she came to realize that she had been used by both of them. End quote.
But
she sent these text messages saying she knew it was fake.
The day the GoFundMe went live saying, the gas part is completely made up, the guy isn't, so shush about the made up stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't believe
I don't believe you for a minute. So the backbone of the story was that Bobbitt used $20 to help McClure get gas when her car ran out on I-95 at the Girard Avenue exit. McClure and D'Amico then launched a GoFundMe page to supposedly raise money for Bobbitt, and the page brought in over $400,000 from 14,000 contributors. At first, the account led to appearances for Bobbitt and McClure on national TV programs, but it turned into a dispute over the money. Bobbitt accused the couple of dipping into the funds and using them as a personal piggy bank to bankroll a lifestyle they couldn't afford. And Bobbitt later sued the couple over mismanagement of the funds, and a judge ordered sworn statements to determine what happened to the cash, which Bobbitt's attorney, Chris Fallon, said had disappeared.
Disappeared?
Disappeared.
Disappeared cash.
Yeah, like in the Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
It was there, and now it's not there.
That makes sense.
Only it was probably a Bermuda casino.
Right. Judging by these two, yeah.
The couple
probably Atlantic City, but
yeah,
close enough.
Yeah. The couple denied any wrongdoing and accused Bobbitt of spending $25,000 in less than 2 weeks last year on drugs, as well as paying for overdue legal bills and sending money to family.
So paying legal bills... Sounds like a very valid thing to do.
Sending money to family, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hold on to this money for me so I don't spend it all on drugs? Okay, yeah. So there's $25,000. Where's the other $375,000?
Yeah, good question. The couple's lawyer, Ernest Badway, later said Bobbitt had gotten about $200,000, but Fallon said his client had received only about $75,000. Now, the couple also bought Bobbitt a camper with some of the cash and parked it on land McClure's family owns in New Jersey. But Bobbitt became homeless again after D'Amico told him in June that he had to leave the property.
So we're buying you a place, so you're not homeless anymore.
You have to leave.
And now you're homeless again. And we still have money for you. But we're not giving it to you because drugs and reason.
Stuff. And we spend it all.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to express the eternal gratitude
and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
To the Senate race in Florida, the winner still not certified, and now there will be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Under the law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, it triggers a manual recount. And seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up 208 points, the NASDAQ up 122, and the S&P 500 up 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we'll get back into the story here out of New Jersey from NBC Philadelphia about Johnny Bobbitt Jr., Kate McClure, and D'Amico. Mark D'Amico, the three are being accused of conspiracy and theft by deception for a GoFundMe campaign that brought in over $400,000 that was supposed to go to Bobbitt. He says that he didn't get anywhere near that much money. The couple that raised the money said, well, we didn't spend it on vacations and trips to the casino, etc., etc. But that's what it appears it happened. Again, more on this. But first, want to make sure that I thank RJ Mort for being a gold amplifier. The amplifiers are people that contribute at least $5 per month to the AMP program. Help us advertise, market, and promote the show to a wider audience, but specifically to program directors to try to get the show on more radio stations. And we've been busy the last day or so. Me and Ian been busy calling program directors because, well, a fairly well-known radio personality is leaving a show and going directly to podcast and not going to be on the radio anymore. So lots of stations to call.
Nice.
To pitch Free Talk Live to. And, you know, I'm wondering, and there was actually a program director that I was talking to earlier today. And again, for the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. But there was a program director I was talking to earlier today that he said, I wonder if this is a sign of the times, that you have people leaving radio going to do a podcast.
Right.
And, well, we also have a podcast. So what we do is we take the radio show and we put it up as a podcast. And
yeah,
Free Talk Live has been doing that basically since podcasting was a thing.
Right.
You can find archives going back for a long time over at archives.freetalklive.com.
More than a decade.
And again, for the AMP program, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So let's jump back into the discussion here, and actually the news story from NBC Philadelphia about these three people, Johnny Bobbitt Jr., Mark D'Amico, and Kate McClure, who again were charged earlier today for conspiracy and theft by deception for this GoFundMe campaign where, again, Kate McClure allegedly, according to the prosecutor, texted one of her friends on the day that the campaign went up last year saying, it's all fake.
It's all fake.
The guy's real, but the story is fake. But keep quiet about that.
And then her lawyer says, oh, no, she was being used by the other two guys.
Yeah, of course
there's,
she
there's
was.
Not a whole lot left of this story, but in September, police raided the couple's home in Florence, New Jersey, hauling away a new BMW on a flatbed truck. Padway said that all the couple's personal and business financial statements, along with jewelry and cash, were seized in the raid. At that point, officials said the couple was under investigation, though no charges had been filed. Now, D'Amico, this guy was arrested in September in Burlington County on an unrelated $500 warrant for an October 2017 traffic stop, according to officials. At the time, he was driving on a suspended license and also had a broken taillight. He also failed to appear in court on two separate occasions, according to court records.
Now, why would you be driving around with a broken taillight when you have $400,000?
Oh, wait, he spent all of it. No. The thing is that suspended license and broken taillight was a month before they did the GoFundMe.
No, I think they mean September of this year.
No, that's when they raided their house. And the traffic stop that he was arrested on was a month before they did the GoFundMe.
Okay, I'm reading it that he got the warrant.
Yeah, but he failed to appear in court.
In 2017, was arrested in September of this year.
Right. He was pulled over a month before they did that GoFundMe.
Ah, got it. Okay.
He failed to appear in court.
Yeah.
They arrested him. They got him in September.
Yeah, see, I was reading it as they picked him up in September after he got pulled over for a broken taillight.
Right, right.
Not that the warrant was for not going to court because of the broken taillight. Is there more?
That's it. That is end of the story.
End of this story, but not end of the story about these three.
There will be more. This is not over yet.
One of those things you bring in for show prep, and it just keeps on giving and giving.
I'm curious here because stuff was taken, back in September of this year. Now, if there is, and
I wonder
not,
how much that BMW
that I agree,
cost.
Not that I agree with civil asset forfeiture, but there are allegations that something illegal happened, and we've seized a bunch of stuff. Will the police in New Jersey just go ahead and do civil asset forfeiture on this?
Possibly.
Will they hold it and then wait to do criminal asset?
I imagine.
Because it wasn't connected to drugs, but it was connected to alleged illegal activity, and that's really all they need for civil asset.
Right. It's a question of timing and whether they think they could get it. This is a pretty clear-cut case of fraud. Apparently.
Fraud is illegal.
This
will be criminal asset forfeiture.
Yeah, well,
but
it could
be
civil,
right,
if they wanted to.
If they just didn't want to wait, they could just take it right now.
Well, here's the thing. They may be ordered to pay restitution to GoFundMe.
Right, Right. But we're just talking about how the state's going to get their greedy little mitts on what they want. So,
right, because the state always gets their greedy little mitts
right.
on what they
so,
want.
Sure they do.
So they could come in and do civil asset
forfeiture.
And I'm
fairly certain the Burlington County sheriffs could make use of a nice, shiny BMW.
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, sure they
could use
that
in drug stings. And
they can take it around to high schools with the message on the back that says, we stole this from somebody?
No. What you do is you use that to go out and seize more things in stings so you can bring more civil asset forfeiture cases.
Now you're thinking like a bureaucrat, Chris.
Exactly. I'm talking turn one BMW into 100 BMWs, all using laws that your representatives have supported.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome.
Well, what do you think is actually going to happen here? I know, Michael, you said that they might be ordered to pay restitution. They're definitely not going to have $400,000 to actually pay restitution.
Yeah, but they'll sell that BMW and they'll give the money to GoFundMe or at least some of the money.
I suspect that's what the courts are going to decide. I would bet on that too. And they'll liquidate
jail time. I think there's definitely going to be a lot of jails. They are going to be made an example of.
Yeah, very likely.
You make a fake GoFundMe campaign, this happens to you.
So it'll be interesting to see if the conservatives in New Jersey, all two of them, decide that they have to stand up for the rights of this veteran who was unwittingly pulled into this scheme by these two.
Or was
crafty,
he unwittingly?
Was he unwittingly?
Pulled in?
Not according
it
to anything.
It could be Kate McClure that was the.
I'm just saying there's going to be people out there like, well, he's a veteran. He served in Iraq. He served in Afghanistan. Therefore, he probably has PTSD and they probably just took advantage of him. Support our troops.
Huh?
Possible? I'm just saying.
It is possible.
Yeah.
People will think anything they want to think, whether it's reality-based or not.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It's sad to see people be deceived. I feel even, even though GoFundMe's going to make this right and refund money, it's a lot of people have probably donated like $30, and $30 meant that they probably, maybe they skipped a meal. This was a story that pulled at heartstrings, and the real sadness.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. And coming up, hopefully we'll be able to get into this really strange story about D.C. bureaucrats wanting to make people get licenses for children to play together.
You bet.
Chris, you've got that story, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in the closing moments. And as promised, we're going to get into that story about the D.C. bureaucrats that are trying to basically regulate playdates, I think.
Yeah.
Chris has that story in studio. It's Daryl, Michael, and Chris.
Yes, well, that's what happens when you're a bureaucrat. You find out that nobody had thought of regulating play dates yet, so you come up with a plan to do it. This comes to us from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. Well, let's say you and some of your friends decide to go to gather your young children together a couple days a week for a few hours of free play. Maybe you switch off who leads the gaggle of kids each week, allowing for some shared free time and flexibility. Sounds
Hold
like
on.
A great...
There are a group of kids called a gaggle.
They are in this instance. Yes. Okay. Otherwise, these children are actually geese.
Right, yeah, I thought it was gaggle of geese and just group of kids.
Well, in this case, it's gaggle of...
Or maybe a flock of seagulls.
Goose-like. I don't know.
Yeah,
your kids get to play freely with their friends, and you get some occasional free babysitting. According to government officials in Washington, D.C., arrangements like this are violations of the law. And they are cracking down on what they call, quote, an illegal child development facility, unquote, operating without a license.
What?
Back in the 1970s, a group of parents got together to create an informal play group for toddlers in D.C. in a spare room of a local church.
We just can't allow that.
Over the last 40 years, groups of parents and their two-year-olds have enjoyed these three-hour play groups, which children can attend up to 3 days a week. The play group is staffed by parents of the kids who attend, and they take turns watching the children. There is no paid staff. According to a recent Washington Post article written by Karen Lips of the Network of Enlightened Women.
New.
That's, there you go. Some D.C., quote, some D.C. government officials now are trying to regulate the program, which they contend is an illegal child care facility.
All right. Let's pause here, and I don't know if the article gets into it later on, But I'm curious if they're also going to stop sleepovers as some kind of illegal hotel of underage children or something. We just can't let your kids' friends come over to your house. That's an illegal bed and breakfast, because I'm fairly certain, Chris, that you cook for the kids in the morning, and you might just burn down the house because you don't have that double-sided firewall.
And now the commercial kitchen.
Now who's sounding like the bureaucrat, Daryl? My first thought was,
I've been to way too many legislative committee hearings. I know what arguments they're going to make. I'm just curious, have they gone there yet?
We don't know yet. As far as illegal child care facility, I would first of all look to the public school system, because that's basically all it does. It's daycare. Kids aren't learning there.
That's a legal child care facility because the state authorized.
That's run by the state.
I get
it. It's all approved.
It should be illegal. The Office of State Superintendent of Education investigated the playgroup cooperative in early September and issued a statement saying the group is violating child care facility laws and must get a license to operate. The parents are rightfully outraged, arguing that this is an informal, parent-led playgroup that should not be regulated as a child care facility. Government officials argue that the playgroup doesn't qualify for an exemption as a, quote, informal, unquote, group, because the parents, over the years, have established some simple rules for participation, including stating that the parents cannot bring contagious children to the playgroup and asking for emergency contact information.
Your pickup game of basketball is not an informal game because you've determined no harm, no foul as part of your rules.
Yes.
And you've also said that if you have a sprained ankle, you've got to sit on the bench.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're a sports league, and you've got to be regulated, and everybody's got to get approved by a trainer before stepping onto the court.
Right. And she continues to write here, as a homeschooling mom, I host groups of children at my house all the time, sometimes with their parents and sometimes without, and my friends reciprocate. I have the same, quote, rules, unquote, as this D.C. playgroup. Don't bring sick kids to my house. Tell me if they have any food allergies or medical issues. Give me your phone number in case an emergency, and, please take off your shoes. So
yeah, they probably have barbecues in the backyard, too. That's an illegal food preparation area.
That's it. Gross overreach of the state, certainly. Could the government crack down on these types of playgroups, arguing that they are not, quote, informal, unquote, because of the basic expectations of health and safety? Or parents so incapable of voluntarily determining health and safety expectations that the government must do it for them? The state does not need to insert itself into all aspects of private life. Parents are competent enough to create voluntary associations with other parents that benefit their children and themselves. As Lips writes in her article, quote, ironically, if the Office of the State Superintendent of Education has its way and is allowed to regulate this playgroup out of existence, it would be creating a disincentive for parents to self-regulate as a playgroup with no safety rules, one would presumably be on a stronger legal standing. Which is an interesting point.
I must have missed something here. How did this group come to the attention of the bureaucrats in the first place?
God only knows. Yeah, word of mouth. Somebody didn't think that they should. Well, there it's practically a busybody.
Yes.
Busybodies do things like that.
Oh, it very often is.
Yeah. If the parents in the D.C. playgroup were wary of its operations or procedures, they wouldn't join the cooperative. Parents are highly capable of making judgments regarding their child's well-being without government meddling. The D.C. Council is currently deliberating on what to do with this long-time parent cooperative and similar playgroups. The fact that the council is involved at all should concern everyone. This is a private, parent-organized group that has operated just fine for over four decades without the council's help. The government should leave parents alone and focus on more pressing responsibilities. Lips warns, quote, this regulatory encroachment could be the district's first step towards broader government overreach in this area and the crowding out of voluntary associations. From nanny shares to babysitting co-ops to regulated scheduled times to play at public parks, the Office of the State Superintendent of Education, investigators could find new opportunities to crack down on the voluntary ways that D.C. families approach playtime and children and child care for their children, unquote. In D.C. and elsewhere, government officials should stay clear of telling parents what to do and how to organize. We don't need a license to let our children play.
Right. So what you should do is, as the kids show up to the playground, instead of, you know, asking the parents, little Timmy's sick, et cetera, hand them a barbed wire baseball bat and a hatchet, and then just not have rules, apparently. And that would be okay with this superintendent of education, because as soon as you have a rule, then obviously it's organized.
Right, right. And
this is the, yeah, this don't is... put dynamite in the Jell-O. That's sort of an unspoken rule at any sort of potluck that people have. You know, we've got holidays coming up, right?
Yeah, usually people bring food to the potluck.
Right, so we've got potlucks coming up because there's all kinds of holidays.
Ooh, there will be a war on potlucks. Anybody want to take a bet on how long it'll take before we see that story?
In Washington, D.C., probably not long.
Right. I'm going to go with a year. Within a year, we will see a story that brings up the legality of potlucks.
I'm fairly certain that if I Googled, I could probably find a story already.
So I would have already been right.
But, you know, like, don't put explosives in the food. Kind of an unwritten rule.
Right.
But does that then make it an organized food distribution something, something, because there's a rule?
What,
like this whole thing of they have a rule, so therefore it's not voluntary?
What you need to ask yourself, dear radio listener at home, is why? Why is government involved in this? Why is this even a story? Why are we even wasting our breath talking about regulating a voluntary playgroup set up by parents so they can get their kids together? Did you ever face anything like this when you were growing up? Did you ever imagine that the government would involve itself in your kids getting together to play? This should scare the hell out of you. You should look at every aspect of your life and go, what simple, convenient thing that do I do that benefits my family is government going to come along and stick their nose into?
February 9th, 2016, munchies.vice.com. Why potluck dinners are still illegal in Arizona. In the great state of Arizona, throwing a potluck dinner, the staple of mom's book clubs and Bible study groups, can land you on the wrong side of the law. That's largely thanks to an unusual legal technicality, one that some Arizonans call ridiculous. So, yeah, there are some places where potlucks are actually illegal.
Already there.
Oh, we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully, maybe we'll throw an illegal potluck. I don't know. This is Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.